brother. Episode 17, man. Let's go, dude. That was awesome. Astros Dodgers, unbelievable, bro.
Phenomenal.
Besides game one, I mean, yeah. Bueller pitched his. He wasn't sharp, but at least he gave up one run. How do we not score against those?
I know. Amazing series. But I just wish it was more than two games. You know.
I know. We always need that rubber. Yeah, needed a rubber match on that. Fans were electric. I do have some negative things to say about the fans. You can't be throwing the ball foul balls back. Come on.
It's Bush League, bro. It's Bush League.
And that guy with the guy in the ninth inning with the glove. Who brings the gloves? And then you take Bellinger. He would have caught it. And then next pitch, Correa hits a bomb off Joe Kelly. Unbelievable.
Bellinger could have been the hero, too, because he's been slumping.
He could have been the one. That could have turned the season around. Right?
Yeah. But I don't know, dude.
What's your thoughts, bro? Yeah.
Is it even worth it to be booing the Astros anymore? I mean, they're so used to it. It's not phasing them. It doesn't affect them. They've zoned it out. Nothing's going to be done. I think you mentioned
it. We should be pissed at Manfred. It's because it's like, dude.
I think Manfred's public enemy number one.
Yeah, everyone hears him, bro. It's like, dude. But it was the first game with the fans actually saying that. So I get why everyone's mad. I would have been booing too, which is fine to boo and say, fuck Altuve, blue, blah, blah, blah. But with the whole throwing.
I'm with you.
Yeah. So yeah, game one wasn't great, but dude, Mad Max, baby, this is why you get him. This is why you get the guy.
And we could very easily face them in the World Series at this point, man. These are two of the hottest teams. These are two of the best teams in baseball right now. They could easily face off again in the World Series.
I would love that. I would love it, bro. You would too, bro.
We would for sure. We need to get tickets to that.
What was Bregman and Gurriel? Did they just have the?
They bitched out.
What was that?
They bitched out.
What did they say in NBA? When they sit out.
yeah. They need the hell's the name? I can't think of it right now, but I know what you're talking about.
You know what you're talking about. They want to sit out.
You know what? Gurriel even more so because he probably did. Think about it. He's had two strikes with the Dodgers now. The whole racist thing, and then now the cheating. So
yeah, he had that. Game two, curtain call, dude, amazing.
Again,
10 Ks, strikeout Altuve three times.
Huge. Huge. I think a little bit was adrenaline, though. I think he was pumped for this game because he knew how much it meant to the fans. This was his first game in LA. He wanted to set the tone. I think at this point in his career, I don't think he does that every single start he does.
I'll give you that. But playoffs.
If we can get one or two of that in the playoffs, that's all we need.
That's all we need. This is why you get a guy like that.
All we need.
And
the weird one
he's just a dog, man. You could get 7 or 8 innings out of him and then
he can also come out of the bullpen too. That's the thing. If he's on a short rest, start he can Price, come out of the bullpen and throw two innings.
Do a Price Scherzer game and then close it out with training or whatever.
I think Kershaw hurts us right now. Kershaw, they're saying at least not until September.
So Cole Hamels signing is weird and something's wrong with Kershaw, right? Because why are we signing these guys?
Lefty for lefty. We just picked up another lefty to help
Duffy
us out.
And
I just don't know about the Cole Hamels thing. The Cole Hamels thing is weird to me. I just think it just seems like a very weird pick.
Does that anything to do with the Kershaw thing? Or it's just more like, let's test him out. Maybe he'll give us some good innings.
I'm actually curious to see if we stick him in the bullpen. I'm actually curious to see if we have him as a
mid reliever. Yeah.
Mid reliever come
playoffs.
I guess
you can never not have stash him. So many mid relievers. That's fine. Yeah. I'll take it.
I mean, mid relief bullpen wins World Series. We saw that last year. We've seen that in years past. Bullpen wins World Series, and that's the thing. Imagine if any one of these guys can come out of the bullpen: Kershaw, Scherzer, Hamels. I mean,
I know, man.
I think we're loading up the bullpen for the right reason.
And then, I'm kind of liking Mookie at second, bro. What do you think?
It's working.
And hey, this goes back to when I was saying about Turner because he played center before. Dude, you could throw him in center and then Mookie a second, but switch him off. It doesn't matter.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. It's working.
And
it's
then working. The odd man out, which you said last pod, dude, you're like, dude, Bell, if he's not going to hit, I know defensively he's amazing outfield. He is. But if he's not going to hit, dude, we have other guys that can hit. Pollock can hit. Taylor's hitting. Everyone's hitting.
I'd bench him right now. I'd keep him on the bench. And we talked about this last pod too. Personally, I think Trey Turner is a much better defensive shortstop than Seager, but obviously Seager has been on the team longer. They're not going to take him out of shortstop. So I like Turner at second base. I think he can play center. Personally, I like him better at second base. I think you move Mookie back. I think you put Pollock and Taylor and sit Bellinger on the bench.
Field. Yeah.
That's how I would play.
We're just seeing how they're playing, and then you got to say the one that needs to be on the bench is Bellinger, dude. He's going back to it's either a strikeout or a deep fly ball to the right. Yeah.
He's just golfing. He's right now. His swing is too long. He's got such a long swing, and he's just golfing at everything right now.
And I'm not giving up on the guy, because obviously he could turn around in an instant, which I hope he does. I mean, dude, it's Bellinger, bro.
He's got to figure it out.
And then how about a guy, real, which we love? We love Kenley because he's a nice guy, but it's like, where I've also met him, and he comes in and base hit, two-run homer. You're like, all of a sudden, it's a two-run game. You're like, if we lose this game with Mad Max doing this, I was like, dude, you got to be shitting me, bro.
Every time Kenley comes in, man, I hold my breath. I hold my breath every time Kenley comes in. But the thing is, I like you said, I love the guy, dude. He's got a great story. He's such a good person. I love him.
We ride or die with that guy, which I will, Dave, too. And so is Roberts. Dave Roberts might be
too ride or die for him. You know, he might be too loyal to him, or it's going to cost us. That's what worries me.
I know, man.
That's what worries me.
It was still a solid series. I wish we would have went. But I'm loving that, dude. The offense is going to be so good with Turner's back Sunday, right? Oh, Saturday.
Yeah. I got a question, though, with all these guys now. Where does Pujols go?
Just hugs. All the hugs, bro. He's just hugging. He's just sitting there.
Where's he going now?
A few pods ago, we said, he wanted to go play. So he wanted to play all the time in Angels, right? That's the reason he left.
Mm-hmm.
So now,
and he didn't get no room for him.
There's no room for Pujols anymore.
Exactly.
But he seems so happy. He loves the chemistry. Every time a guy hits a home run, we're hugging him. I think we need him for leadership. But is he going to get mad? Is he going to be mad soon? Like, dude,
I agree. I actually wonder if the Dodgers win it this year. Do you think he just does a walk off? Do you think that's what he's doing? He's just trying to get one more ring. He knew he wasn't going to get in Anaheim. Go right up the freeway to LA.
True, but do you think he'll start? At this point, he won't start complaining, right? Like, oh, you told me I'd play. I think there was a. They're gonna throw him in the lineup whenever you. I know he has.
He's gonna be a phenomenal pinch hitter in the postseason, dude.
Oh my god!
Imagine him off the bench as a pinch hitter. Dude, that is not your typical pinch hitter.
I know. He's gonna give you the fucking greatest at bat ever, bro.
That's why he's gonna help us. He's gonna be there in the playoffs with us.
So as long as he's cool, I think he. He's got to be an idiot to think that he's going to be playing all the time. Isn't that what he complained about with the Angels?
I agree. Maybe he just said that just to get out. Maybe he just used it like a cop out.
Give me the Dodgers. I want to win a ring.
Send me up the freeway. I don't care if I play every day. Really, I just want to win one more ring, and then maybe he calls.
And everyone loves him, of course. It's Albert Pujols. What a legend! Yeah. It's going to be huge to have him in playoffs.
Dude, that's not your typical pinch hitter. It was awesome.
Now we got the Angels freeway series. We got to sweep those guys. Can you just walk Ohtani all four times? Even though I do want to see him hit a bomb, because that'd be cool.
We got to sweep those guys or freaking Phoenix, dude. Arizona, help us out here. Don't blow four-run leads in the ninth.
Four-run lead? Dude, we're still four games back?
We're four back right now. Four back.
Dude, and then Chris Bryant, of course. He had the game-winning double, and he hit a homer.
He's on fire, dude. I love how all those Cubs players are on fire after they got traded.
Of course.
It's baseball, dude. That's baseball. Change of scenery, changes everything.
Dude, unbelievable.
But we'll be fine. I think we'll be fine.
We'll be fine.
Kershaw doesn't worry me too much.
Worry about Kershaw.
We'll be fine. We'll be there in October. I still think we win the West. And who knows at this point, you could see a Houston Dodgers World Series.
Just don't say the A's anymore. They just lost your boy.
They're still going to be good, though, man. No. The A's are always hanging around. I know. They lost some 80 games.
Steroids.
stupid. I mean,
I love when they come out when they get caught. They're like, I took something that I thought was – dude, I love their –
That's the thing. At this point, it has to be like you either know what's going on in your body, you don't know what's going on in your body. Like, what did you eat, bad meat? Like, who used that? Remember somebody used that freaking excuse? Oh, someone said bad ground beef or something.
Yeah, it's like, dude, you're lying. Like, he's making it worse. Just come out like Pettit and say, yeah, it's steroids. Everyone liked the guy when he said that. All right, okay. Other LA team. Hey, Lakers, bro. Okay, so they made some more moves. Last time we talked, they signed Ariza, Howard, and Westbrook. We talked about them. I mean, I wish it was 09 with Ariza and Howard. Melo, bro, what do you think, dude? I think we'll give you 20 minutes, 14 points, hit some big shots.
Here's what worries me, dude.
What worries you, bro?
The Lakers' average age is close to my age.
Yeah.
That's what worries me. And my bigger fear is our star player – we already know is injury prone. AD is injury prone. And you now just surrounded him with all these guys that are ancient.
I'll give you that. There's a couple young guys who signed, like Monk and Ken Dunn, but none. But the thing, I don't know. We got shooters. Our defense is not going to be as, dude, losing Caruso and Kuzma. Say what we want to say about Kuzma. No one really liked him. And KCP. Those are all three good defenders.
Take the over every game.
Yeah, dude, we're going to be fucking – yeah, the defense is going to take a big hit. Howard will clog the paint with AD, but at least we got some shooters. Westbrook will give you good minutes in the regular season, let LeBron and AD kind of rest. But come playoff time –
their age is the only thing that worries me.
There's a reason why Westbrook doesn't win. And I know he's never played with LeBron before, but, dude, this guy thinks he's Kobe in these playoff games. He's taking shots at the end. He thinks – it's like, dude. Yeah. But you don't think LeBron will allow that, right?
Here's the thing. It's either Westbrook gets on LeBron's program right now or this is not going to work. You know what I mean? LeBron's running that locker room. Westbrook gets on the bus right now and shuts his mouth and does exactly what LeBron tells him, or this is not going to work.
It never worked with Westbrook. He's on his fourth team right now, so obviously it doesn't work. The only guy I could guess could fix it is LeBron James.
And this is his first time playing with them, and if Westbrook wants a ring that bad, Westbrook has to realize who he is. He needs to realize in the moment, I'm not that guy. I just need to listen to LeBron now, and just if I want a ring that badly, you just shut up and listen, do what LeBron tells you to do. But
he's still going to do it. He's still going to triple doubles. That's fine. I'm just saying at the end of games, like, dude, just let I think it's going to work out. But, dude, Brooklyn's going to be stacked. Some of these deals are unbelievable.
KD re-signed.
Kawhi re-signed. We knew that.
You say it's going to work out, but all it takes is one locker room dust up, one locker room argument with these guys between Melo, Westbrook, LeBron. It just takes
a lot of MVPs and all-star appearances all
that's
the same
a lot
team.
Of egos on a court with one ball. And all older guys too, all veterans that are, I guess they're all trying to just win a title with LeBron.
Yeah, they're all trying to win a title, and then it's either going to be, someone mentioned like the when Lakers got Karl Malone and Gary Payton.
Oh, that's right. I remember that was a great season.
They made it far, but they still ended up losing. Is it going to be kind of one of those seasons, or they're that's not the all thing. That I don't know.
For me, in my opinion right now, I think the Lakers are either go for broke or they bust. I think it's either they need to win a championship with this team, otherwise you implode the team again next year. I can't see this working. If it's not going to work this year,
who do we have to worry about in the West? Are you worried about the Suns? CP3? Yeah, they're opposite. They're going to be even better with CP3 again.
Suns will be solid. I think Denver's going to be right in there.
Oh, yeah. Murray will be back for Denver.
Clippers re-signed Kawhi.
Yeah, Clippers, Kawhi and George.
I don't know about you.
Kawhi's going to be out for half the year, huh? For
that's right. Yeah.
And then Utah. The East, I mean, Bucks are going to be right. They're going to run it back. And then
well, Dallas, too. Dallas, if they can get some more pieces to surround
Doncic.
Doncic.
But Brooklyn's going to be tough, dude. They all stay healthy, dude, right? I mean,
Brooklyn's going to be tough. I think the Sixers, I think, are taking a step backwards, in my opinion.
Yeah. But, dude, enough. I like the free agency. It was good, but enough NBA. Dude, how about seeing football on the screen last night? Unbelievable, bro. It's dog shit. Hall of Fame game.
Goal, dude. I'm pumped for football.
That was amazing. Pumped, seeing fans. It was amazing, bro. And
I'm pumped.
But your boy DiNucci was out there throwing fucking and Haskins. Haskins was out there, too.
Oh, God. That's what I hate about preseason. That's the one thing I hate about preseason. I can't watch preseason. It's just
all in the background. It's good to see it. It's good to hear fans. You love to see it, bro.
It is, but I'm just so pumped for college. I'm so pumped for NFL, dude. For some reason, I'm more pumped this year because I feel like last year was cool. Just no fans really in the beginning, so it wasn't as cool. But now I feel like I'm just pumped. I feel like the vibe is different this year, you know?
Oh, well, because why? Because we're behind the big C or –
Exactly. These stadiums are going to be more full. Yeah. College is back. I think it's going to be stronger with a lot more fans now. So I'm just excited.
I'm pumped with you've been doing how many mock drafts you've been doing?
Dude, none yet. Actually, I'm in three leagues. Dude, three leagues.
Who's getting the Hall of Fame, dude? Manning, dude. That's awesome.
Peyton.
Brady will be there.
Peyton. Brady said he's going to attend. He's going to attend for his boy Peyton. Peyton, I'm very excited because the speech better be good. And I think we know it's going to be good. He has to give a good speech. He's got to call out
his
brothers.
I'm just bummed that he's not going to be behind the booth this year, man. But I get it. He's going to do a show with Eli instead, which is cool, man.
Which is good. They're together in front of a camera. Those guys, they're gold.
Yeah, I agree. I can't wait to give out our locks of the dude. Like, football is just, it's just nice to have it on.
I agree. I agree. I'm gonna have college locks. I'm gonna have NFL locks. Dude,
all the locks.
What a time to be alive right now. What a time to be alive.
And who else is getting it? Oh, Megatron.
Calvin.
Detroit Megatron. Did him dirty. So yeah, like I said, so Manning, arguably the best regular season QB of all time. And then Megatron, dude, besides Jerry Rice and Randy Moss, dude, Megatron is up there. He played for Detroit. Imagine he played for Brady or played somewhere a good franchise, dude, right?
Megatron, his stats are off the chart. And it just sucks he never got to go deep into a playoff. Thanks a lot, Detroit. Yeah. But, I mean, I was always a Megatron fan. I'm trying to remember. Where just did throw he it up go to him, college? Bro. Just throw it up to him. Like I said,
Went to Georgia
you're
Tech.
Right. Dude. He did go to Georgia Tech. I was close.
Which, why is he at Georgia Tech with you that good? Oh, well.
But I think a Megatron, I think a Randy Moss, and I think of who's the other guy I was talking about? Like, you just throw it to them in the back. Oh, Keyshawn Johnson. Those three dudes,
Throw it up, bro.
You just throw it anywhere in the end zone, they will go get the ball. And I think there was nobody better than those three guys at doing that in the NFL. And so I think, you know, Megatron is legit. He was, in my opinion.
Detroit did him and Barry Sanders dirty. Yeah. And then the other one, John Lynch, legendary safety. Is he going in as the GM or? Safety?
Yeah, seriously.
Both.
He's got a ring on from
I used to love watching highlights of him. Just, dude, that's when they let you hit receivers. Oh man, he used to fucking destroy guys. God. Yeah, he was so good.
Funny. I think it was Barstool Sports or somebody posted a video that shows the NFL highlight reel. It was like it was like an intro to Monday Night Football, possibly the intro to Monday Night Football.
Was it just all a big
like
hits,
20
right?
years ago? Every single play would have been a penalty today.
Yep, dude. I lived through that shit too. You watched it, right? Yeah. All those hits for sure, man.
There was no concussion protocol, dude. There was
even though they all had them. Dude.
Crawled off the field, sat a play out, and crawled back on.
They don't go in no tent.
A tent, oh, dude. The little tent, the pop up tent they freaking bring on.
These old XL NFL players are rolling over. They're great. They're like, tent. I wish I had a freaking tent.
Dude, oh, man. XFL coming back? Is that one coming back too? I mean, I'll watch anything at this point.
anything with a pig. Okay, give me your freaking Olympic. The USA basketball team's back. Everyone's out of them. They made it. Dude, they're favored by 13. The gold medal game.
They win by 20. Calling it right now. USA by 20.
Why do we?
They're not losing to France twice. They're not losing to France twice. USA by 20. They're gonna shut down Rudy Gobert. Game over. They are rested now. Don't forget, the first game that we played against them, we had guys literally just get off the plane and drive to the game to play.
Our main guys from the finals.
Yeah.
Still hungover.
Now we will not lose to France a second time. USA by 20. I'm calling it right now. USA by 20.
They kind of worried me.
This pod is going to come out probably after that game is played. So don't disappoint me, Team USA, because I'm telling you right now, USA wins by 20.
No, they should. They kind of worried me last game. They were down, 20 at half? No, like they were, at one point they were down, 18, but I ended up winning by, 20.
Yeah, exactly. That's what should happen. I mean, KD just got paid, so he should be happy. Get out there, dude.
I kind of wish we were playing against Doncic, but we'd probably be favored by 20, but at least we could watch Doncic. Oh,
they almost had it. They lost by 1 point?
Yeah, the layup. He didn't have the ball at the end of the game. They gave it to the – other guy, no name.
He got blocked.
Your boy Batum. Blocked.
Yeah.
What other Olympic updates we got, bro? Men's team made it. They got Japan. As long as we're not starting Edwin Jackson, we got a chance, bro.
Baseball had – it was a must-win game against South Korea. They beat South Korea, so now they're against Japan again. The team that we had beat, we had them on the ropes, and we let them come back and beat us. So we'll see what happens. So can we beat Japan this time, or is Japan going to beat us twice? And it's so funny. Japan beat our women's team
They beat the softball team. Yeah, softball team. Yeah, yeah. They beat
our women's beat Japan in pool play, but lost in the gold medal match.
So
just now Japan beat us.
Let's get a reverse.
A little reverse. You see what I'm saying?
We're not going to be favored, huh?
Probably not. No. Probably not.
What other Olympic updates do you have for me, bro? Dude, I was watching women's volleyball, dude, against Russia against Beast. Brazil.
They hit women's? So hard, dude. Bro. They crushed the ball, dude.
I was like, I just watched the team and I was like, okay, Russia was one of the. I was like, oh, I got to hammer Brazil. Only because of smoke shows and they're just they won their next. They won the next three sets. It was like, what a lock of the year.
Yeah.
Are they playing the women's team, Brazil?
That should be for the gold medal match because I think our women's, they beat Serbia in the semifinal.
Oh, man. I don't know if we're going to beat Brazil, man, after watching, but I haven't seen the USA team play, so they're probably
Our amazing. Men's volleyball indoor didn't even get out of – didn't know, get even make it to the tournament. But our women's beach won the gold medal. They won the gold medal, brought it home to SoCal.
Give a shout-out to the wrestler who just won today, too. Let's go.
Oh, he was down big.
Dude. Down he was 8-5. I don't know how wrestling points work.
Comeback.
He ended up winning 9-8. So
comeback, huge comeback against the Georgian. Let's see. USA track and field has not impressed
Carl. Who talked shit?
Carl
about
Lewis.
Him? Yeah, Carl Lewis, dude. The relay team. What happened? They were unprepared.
Didn't even make the final. And there's been some other favorites that haven't made the final. So
what's going on with our track and field, bro? I mean, but we did win in what'd you say?
We have won a number of things. The dude for shot put, he broke his own world record three straight times. He had three throws, broke the world record on each one of them.
How many pounds is the shot put? How many pounds, bro?
It's like a freaking bowling ball, dude. It's like 10 pounds, 11 pounds.
How far is he throwing it?
I think his world record throw was over 55 or something like that. It was something ridiculous, something that like is just unfathomable, really, when you think about it.
Yeah,
but
it's crazy, man.
But yeah, the two USA female track stars, which was a great story, which I watched, was the 400 hurdles.
That's what we these did really two well. Chicks, right? The female.
These two girls were going back and forth for like the past 3 years, breaking each other's world records, like just going back and forth. And then they faced off in the final and again, broke the world record again, a new world record, and they won gold, silver. So
I love it, bro.
Great race.
I love your Olympic updates, dude. Without you,
I got one more, dude. Only one more.
I know. USA women's team, they got the bronze. Who cares, right?
Yeah.
That shootout today was pretty. Canada, shout out to Canada.
Canada over Sweden. In the shootout,
men's team. I know our men's team didn't make it, but who made the finals in the men's?
It is Spain versus Brazil. Should be a good one.
All right.
Under 21s.
Since we're on this topic, messy situation.
Right.
What is going on, bro? Where's he going? Dude, this is unbelievable. What's the comparison of a guy? How big is this?
This could be the biggest soccer deal. It might not be the biggest financially, but this is the biggest news. This could be the biggest news in soccer history. Because he's been with Barcelona his whole entire career. Mm-hmm. He went to Barcelona, he was like 7 or 8 years old. They signed him and they put him through the youth academy. They moved him out of Argentina, moved him to Barcelona. Family's been there.
Yeah.
Now it's a divorce. This is literally what it is. This is a marriage that is a divorce. I think this is a financial situation. Barcelona is in debt. They're making a business decision by parting ways. I think, and that's how soccer works. It's a business, man. It's a business. They put business over feelings. They put business over, you know, what
they don't do. Sentiments. I think we mentioned they don't do like the
Lakers deal with Kobe
or Kershaw contract, right?
This is business, dude. Right? This is a billion. Dollar industry per each team, and I think they're making a business decision.
At first, I saw Man City. I was like, "Damn, they're gonna fuck." Man City's already winning without him. Now he wants to go play with his boy Neymar, right?
Which I thought Man City would have been nice because I think he would have reunited with Pep Guardiola, who's the manager at Man City. But I don't think that's gonna pan out.
Did that guy used to coach Barcelona? See,
he did
the things I did. Okay,
yeah. All
right. The things I don't know.
But he does get along with Neymar. Neymar is at PSG. PSG is already stacked.
You hate Neymar, huh?
I can't stand Neymar. Here's the thing about PSG. Here's the thing about PSG and the French League. I'm going to equate the PSG and the French League to the AL Central, whoever wins the AL Central. Yeah, you beat up on all your – you beat up on the AL Central. The league's not strong at all,
right?
It's not strong. And then you get into the big boy tournament with, you know, the Germans, the Italians, the English, and the Spanish, and you get bounced. You can't hang. But so I what I would have loved
Messi
to have seen.
Messi will take him over the top, obviously. Or is he too old? This well, he's not too old. He's still.
Here's the thing. PSG now has the Italian goalkeeper for AC Milan, who just won the Euro.
That's the reason we party that night.
They are going to possibly re-sign Mbappe if they can get Messi on board. They're saying if they get Messi on board, Mbappe will stay.
Why, Mbappe they still got Neymar.
They got Di Maria. Because I think Mbappe knows that if he wants to win and play against better competition, he's going to have to go to a better league. Of course. That's my opinion.
Okay, yeah.
What I would have loved to have seen, I would have loved to have seen Inter Milan offload Lukaku, because right now you can get a ton of money for Lukaku.
Because he had such a great year, right? And he did well in the Euro Cup.
Euro with Belgium, had a phenomenal year in the Italian league, leading scorer, won the title for Inter Milan. Right now, there was talks about selling him to Man City. I think it would have been genius if Inter Milan had offloaded Lukaku and made a big push for Messi. Bring Messi into Inter Milan, and then you got Messi versus Ronaldo. Now again, that, Inter Milan versus Juventus.
I like that, dude. That would have been amazing, right? But that would have been phenomenal. It doesn't look like it's going to happen, huh?
I don't think it's going to happen. And honestly, I think this PSG thing is an experiment, because I really, truly think that
what I heard,
give it a year, give it 2 years,
MLS, he's going to be right? in the MLS. Like a Beckham thing, right?
Dude, in Miami. Fuck,
dude, bring MLS back, dude. None of this LAFC stuff.
No, the LAFC, come on, give me a break. Would he go to Chivas
Galaxy?
Fans.
He wouldn't go to Galaxy, would he? That would be amazing, the
money.
Bro.
Only a few teams have the money to sign him, and the Galaxy would be one. But I think he's going to go to Miami.
That's
I
where
think
he lives,
he's
right?
He's been spending all of his time in Miami lately with his family. Beckham is a part owner of Miami, of the Miami team. I think he's going to go to Inter Miami eventually by the end of his career, is my guess.
All right. I'll write that in.
It's Buku Bucks, dude. He's a lot of money involved.
In, bro. I'll lock it in. Anything else we missed, dude? Josh, your boy Josh Allen, you got a 6-year deal.
Sign. Love Josh Allen, dude. I love Josh Allen.
You were the one. You always some of that Wyoming. I love him. Like, dude, this guy's so good. Hammer this guy, Wyoming. They're good. And I was like, all
dude,
right.
Dude, I'm telling you, that year in Wyoming, I told everybody blind bet them. I don't even care what the spread is. And I'm pretty sure they went 10-2 against the spread that year with Josh Allen as quarterback. Yeah. He was so underrated in that draft. He should have been drafted way
higher. We need you to find another Josh Allen this year in the college football, bro.
I'm going to. There's always one team, dude. I'm telling you right now, I can name the three teams that have won me the most money in a single year.
Let's start with not Notre Dame. They've lost you the most money.
They have. I don't even bet them anymore. I don't even bet them anymore.
I feel you.
Yeah, dude. So I'll find a team that's just going to keep on covering spreads this year. I'm telling you, sometimes you got to search hard. I will tell you, 1 year it was Wyoming for me. 1 year it was the Idaho Vandals that I kept on betting them every single week, and they kept on covering for me. I'll tell you another one.
Old Dominion was your other one?
No. Central Michigan Chippewas was 1 year for me.
I need to find. You better tell the people.
I will find it every year. There's always a team that is like perfect against the spread or close to perfect, like 11-1, 10-2. I'll find it.
All right, you got to find that for us, man. I'm looking for locks, dude.
I'll find it.
What else did we not cover, man? What else we talked Dodgers, Lakers. What else we got?
I think we hit on everything, guys.
Bundesliga is tomorrow, right? Let's start. Yep. Pretty soon all the leagues will be back, right?
All the leagues are starting by the end of September.
I told you, I'm falling on soccer now because of you. Thank you.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, once you start, it's addicting. It's very
Do I
addicting.
Blind bet overs? No, don't blind bet overs.
You did in the Euro.
anytime goal scores, let's go.
Partially that was my fault. Some of those games should have gone over and they didn't go over. It's like a VAR takes a goal away
anytime
here because
goal
they know that we had it.
I know. But let's anything, dude, two or three or a sweep this weekend against Angel. I mean, come on, right?
We need it.
Team
wins or no.
All they got is Otani and a couple fucking who else they got? Mo Vaughn, dude.
Nothing Mo Vaughn. A name I haven't heard in forever.
You know who the other Garrett Anderson's gonna be out there Garrett tonight. Anderson, that team.
Tim Salmon,
Eckstein, dude, those teams were amazing. Didn't they win two rings or one ring?
They won one.
Dude, that was electric. Dude, that team was amazing. I rooted for them. Didn't you?
Sean Figgins, dude. Tim Salmon, Jim Edmonds, Tim Salmon.
Okay, to our point, they're not throwing that lineup out there. So they're throwing out is Otani.
That's
dude.
Why. Trout's not playing. Who else are they missing?
At this point, I rest Trout and Rendon for the rest of the year.
Do you think Trout's like kicking himself? He's like, why did I take this deal? Do you think he's kicking himself?
Didn't we talk about a few pods ago? I was like, didn't I say he obviously doesn't.
You could have been a Dodger. You could have been a Yankee. You could have been a Red Sox.
He's going to go down as one of the best old players of all time and have nothing to show for.
His stats are going to be off the stat sheets. He's going to be the skew on every single stat.
But they're going to say, did he ever win a ring? What did he do in the playoffs? He was never in the playoffs.
But I mean, the fact he's going to rack up more MVPs probably. He's got at least another couple of MVPs.
And I love the guy. I'm not hating on him. I'm just saying it. But it was his choice. I mean,
Yeah, it's just I don't understand that one. And it's like the other one that I think is still stupid is Harper. I understand you want to go to Philly, but that contract in Philly.
Dude, did you notice that?
Have fun,
No one talks about him anymore, bro.
Yeah.
He used to have be the fun. Face of the league. Now he's, dude.
Philadelphia, dude. No for, one talks. No trade clause for, oh,
God. No one talks. Idiot. How do you not go to the?
What an idiot.
It's crazy. And then another thing. Okay. Can we stop the Bauer alerts? Can you just say suspended for the year? I'm tired of this.
God, I'm over him too. Like really every single week got extended. Dude, we know it might be extended for the rest of his career. We get
this.
It.
This other thing I don't get. What's this Deshaun Watson thing? What, he's out in camp now. The Eagles want to trade for him.
I think honestly, it's in poor taste from some of these teams that are looking into him right now. It's like, what, first off, you don't even know what his legal status is going to be a month or two from now.
Yeah.
Why are you even contemplating taking that risk?
Trading first rounders. What happens if he gets end up getting charged and then all?
Yeah. And especially, you know what? If it was like one accusation, okay, we'll see how this plays out. But the guy's got like a few dozen.
I know, dude.
When there's smoke, there's fire. What are you thinking about trying to trade for this guy right now?
It's a weird situation, dude. I don't understand it. Not that I'm saying that he should be. I don't know. It's just weird. It's weird.
No, dude, if he gets traded, I'm going to laugh. I mean, what's next? You're going to go get Ray Rice back on a team? Like,
too soon, dude. No, actually, at this point, Ray Rice, I feel bad for him. Like, he just got caught. No, I mean, I'm saying what he did was horrible, but like, he did everything you need to do, and he got canceled forever. I mean,
So that goes to show you what happens in this Bauer situation. Okay, why didn't Chapman or all this Chapman get canceled forever? Why didn't Juris Familia get canceled forever? They did the same shit, dude. They beat up on a chick and they didn't get canceled. It's so weird how this works.
Yeah, it's. Is the big C over?
I can't backtrack on that. I said it was over a month ago, and I'm sticking to it.
And are we supposed
sticking to it?
Is this the first pod we're not talking about the R word, dude? There's no news.
Yeah.
Actually, there is news. Not really.
You're right. There was
something a little bit about his GM, whatever, man. It's all.
But I did see their odds dropped a little bit to win it all. So they say he's going to be back. So
okay, he's back, dude.
Hold on. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about
that. No.
Not talking about it.
All right, let's just go Dodgers.
Dodgers. We're going to have a weekend recap. And you know what? It's going to be sad, dude. It's going to be very sad when we do our weekend recap.
The people live for your Olympic
My last
recap.
This Olympic is update, dude.
This is going to be ridiculous, man. I mean, what are we going to do? How the show's going to go on without those?
I hear the sound of kids crying right now. No more Olympic recap? We have to wait another
4 years?
Year? One more year? We have to wait till next year to get another Olympic recap?
Wait. What's next year?
Winter, Beijing.
Oh shit!
Oh no, is it Beijing? I think so. Yeah, it's winter. Winter, China.
The times is gonna throw me off, so I won't be watching. So you better help me out that too.
I'll have the downhill recap for you then. I'll have the figure skating with Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir. I'll tell you what he was wearing. But yeah, no more Olympics after this weekend.
All right, at least we'll have football every weekend from now on.
That's true. I'll take that trade. I'll take that any day.
Oh yeah. All right, brother. Have a good weekend. Man. Let's go. Go Dodgers.
Let's go Dodgers. Let's go.